Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Fun. Basketball is supposed to be fun. Pacers beat the Raptors 108-90 on Tuesday night. Oh, and it was fun. Welcome to Locked On Pacers. My name is Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com. Coming to you on the Locked On Podcast Network, bringing you all the latest news and notes about the Indiana Pacers. And on this episode, we'll look back at that big win at the Fieldhouse, where the Pacers turned around what was a 19-point first-half deficit to beat the Toronto Raptors by 18 points. And the joint was jumping thanks to all the electricity brought by Lance Stephenson in his home debut on his second tour of duty with the Pacers. And everyone fell in line behind him. And whether you were a fan, coaches, players, ball boys, didn't matter. Everyone left the building with a little pep in their step and a smile on the face as the Pacers won a critical game in their quest to make the postseason and also get a little help from others in the division. So we'll look at the standings as well and hear from Paul George what he had to say, all his comments following the game in the locker room. But first, before we get into that, I want to make sure you hit me up with any questions or comments. You can reach me via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at Indy Cornrows. So the love affair with Lance and the Pacers fans is at an all-time high. Unbelievable. Honestly, when he left town, that first time, I don't recall anybody being that exercised about it, but all the emotion about his return, I think just because his team lacked anybody who had that edge and emotion that Stephenson had, was probably one of the big reasons people were looking forward to having him. Because this team was just so laid back and, quite honestly, not real interesting. Plus, they weren't winning enough. So Lance back in the lineup as he checked in off the bench. Michael Grady announced him, and he got a standing ovation, big roar, and then came out and kind of reminded Pacer fans of what he looked like before he left. And that wasn't always a good thing. And the Pacers didn't look very good in the first half, and in fact looked like this might be it, because the Raptors weren't playing fantastic, but they still had that double-digit lead. The Pacers shot about 25% in the first quarter, again fell down by 19 points, but were able to rally just at the end of the half, cut that lead down to 11 points, and then at the start of the third quarter, everything changed, and the Pacers starting unit set the tone, got things going, got the team back in the game. And then when Lance got in the game, everything went crazy. Motion lifted. He started making plays. Once he made a shot, he made a perimeter shot, the floodgates kind of opened up on his game and on the Pacers game in general. They end up outscoring the Raptors in the second half, 68-39. Just a phenomenal effort. And everyone's pointing to Lance as the catalyst for this big run, especially Paul George, who actually was probably the reason they did win. He finished the game with 35 points, 3 assists, and 10 rebounds. Had another amazing performance. And in the third quarter, went mano a mano with DeMar DeRozan, who had kind of sleptwalked through the first half, despite the Raptors having that lead. DeRozan had only taken 5 shots in the first half and had 5 points, but then he came out in the third quarter, had 20 points, but PG was right there with him, scored 18, and the Pacers actually still outscored the Raptors 37-24 in the third to set up, you know, the roll down the fourth quarter. Everything was going downhill, and the field house was rocking in playoff form. And again, Lance Stephenson brought all that edge. And while Lance finished the game with 12 points, 3 assists, and made a couple of 3-pointers, which was big. Again, I always say this, nothing Lance does is quiet. For instance, Monte Ellis had a quiet 10 points, but he ended up not playing his normal stretch in the second half as Stephenson was rolling, and Nate McMillan left him in there with the starters down the stretch, and it really changed the dynamic of the offense. Stephenson was able to handle the ball a lot, which allowed both Teague and PG to play off the ball and be perimeter scoring threats and let Lance create and kick or spin move, drive, dish to Thad for an easy two. Whew, that was a sweet highlight play from Lance as well. But it definitely changed the dynamic of what they had going out there. And there's another thing that is impossible to quantify. And, we keep talking energy, edge, I don't know what else you can call it. You certainly can't, bottle it up and get some kind of amount from Lance. But when Jeff Teague went into the lane, got a one-hander up and scored during the deciding fourth quarter run when threes were falling and buckets were flowing for the Pacers, and he came out of that after getting hit and was just elephant stomping and flexing and showing more emotion than he had all year. They knew something was different with this team. Miles Turner hits a three-pointer. It seems like he hadn't hit a three-pointer in months. Hit one, turned around, got the crowd going. He's all jacked up. And a couple possessions later, he's diving out of bounds for a ball. There was just a different level of energy in the team. Fab Young, again, he had a great game as well. Add him to the list with Paul George as guys that everyone's pointing to Lance for bringing that energy. There were some big performances by guys to dig them out of that hole and then put the Raptors away. Thad Young had 15 points, 11 rebounds. Again, Teague, 20 points, 6 assists, only one turnover. And again, playing a little bit more off the ball with Stephenson in there creating on pick and rolls with Miles Turner. So different dynamic. This team is different with Lance, and it looked like they were headed towards a bad finish, and which would have really probably ended their playoff hopes unless other teams just completely collapsed. But instead, they flipped it around, and now they're in really pretty good playoff shape. And in fact, right now hold the 8th spot in the standings. Quick look, there were some good results for the Pacers on this night as well. Milwaukee was pounded by Oklahoma City. The Knicks beat the Bulls. And then also Washington beat Charlotte. That's big because Charlotte had been rolling, and bumping them back again will help keep it a 9-team race at this point. And you still have Atlanta lingering there, and they have a tough schedule coming up. So we'll see where the Pacers sit right now. They're in 8th. Tied with the Bulls in the win-loss column. Again, of course, the Bulls have an easier schedule, but again, they lost to the Knicks tonight, so we'll see how everything shakes out. But the Pacers are feeling a lot better about themselves. And the energy on the court, in the locker room afterwards, the dynamic was just different. Even Nate McMillan said that there's just something about Lance. Even when they were down 19, he was on the bench getting guys pumped up, keeping them staying in the game. Giving high fives, and it just became contagious. Now, there was definitely a Lance is Lance moment late in the game. The game was over, and Lance got the ball and was all alone, headed towards Pacers hoop, and he just ended up innocently laying it up instead of dribbling out the clock. Of course, P.J. Tucker and DeMar DeRozan took exception, and we had a big kerfluffle at midcourt, and after the game, P.J. Tucker is calling him classless and didn't know how to win and all that. But, yeah, I mean, come on. It's a layup. Big deal. If he would have gotten in there with a reverse tomahawk or some kind of jam, maybe you'd get upset. But you just got pounded Just go home. So obviously Lance knew he shouldn't have done that. He apologized after. But again, it was a layup. So 2 points out of 108. And McMillan said that, you know, he addressed the team after the game, and Lance immediately, you know, said he was sorry. He probably shouldn't have done that. But as PG said, you know, it's a cardinal rule. You don't really do that. But Lance is Lance, and he took blame for actually passing him the ball. He's like, I shouldn't have passed it to him because I knew he probably would have done that. And, you know, McMillan kind of said, you know, he's just so excited out there playing in front of the crowd. Not sure he knew how much time was left. He just laid it up. So, again, he also said Lance is Lance. It's just going to be the theme of the last few games here. Lance is Lance. Take what you can get. And right now, they're taking all that energy and turn that into a nice win after a sluggish start but a big finish. So after the game, again, in the locker room, Lance was apologetic about that. He wasn't real concerned about all the yapping, just saying that's just basketball talk. You know, he knows those guys. They always talk. He definitely was yapping it up with them during the game, especially he and Tucker. So, you know, comes around, goes around. They're similar type players, as Lance said. They're both physical. They both like to talk. So, you know, they're not going to stop bringing it at each other. Hey, that'd be a nice playoff series, maybe second round, huh? Hey, let's go. Let's get greedy. But first things first, got to finish out the regular season here. And Milwaukee is no easy match coming in on Thursday. But the Pacers right now are at least back in playoff position, better than they were a day ago, and getting some help with teams losing as they get ready to play Milwaukee on Thursday. Get after the game in the locker room. Paul George talked about Lance, and again, giving all the credit to, as he put it, number six, and also enjoying the role that he is on, playing his best basketball by far of the season, coming off that monster game in Cleveland, backing that up with 35 points in this big game. I'd say PG is playing at the top of his game and right when the team needs it. And he is definitely feeding off that energy from Lance, who is giving everybody a jolt in that locker room. So here's what PG had to say after the game.
20 years a row. Did it feel like a personal give and take?
Felt like I was back in Cleveland.
Yeah.
With competition rises, I look forward to those challenges. It was fun, man. The atmosphere was amazing. I haven't felt that in a long time, so I know I had to as many shots and as much as he was being aggressive, putting his team on his shoulders, I had to do the same.
Well, obviously this team has all of a sudden become emotional. Is that six in the corner over there?
That's all six, man. That's all six. You know, it's contagious. You know, it's contagious when he gets into that mode. He gets fired up. It's a contagious thing, and that's him, man. It's natural. It's natural. That's who Lance is, and it's what this locker room lacked.
Could you hear him over there when you're down 19?
Yeah, he was fired up. I mean, even when he was on the court, you know, a guy make a play or make a basket, he was high-fiving and encouraging. And, you know, he was just firing guys up, and it makes guys around him believe. You know, he brought the best out of everybody.
What are your thoughts on him taking that layup for 3 seconds ago?
I mean, I'll take fault in passing it to him because I knew he was going to lay it up. But it's kind of a basketball cardinal rule. Just hold on to the ball. That's why I had the last the possession before that. I looked at coach to see what he wanted, and he told me to shoot it. But I was fine holding on to that one at that point.
Paul, you talked about how this team needs to have fun again, and then you also later said you need to have urgency. So you kind of just check all those boxes even before you step out onto the floor.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the greatest thing, again, is natural, man. It's natural. You know, Lance does it, and he doesn't even second guess or think about it. It just happens. You know, he's all energy, and you know, it just spreads, man. It's a wildfire. He starts it, and the next guy gets riled up, and then the next guy gets riled up, and then you have a whole, you know, guys on the court and the bench who's just all engaged. We haven't had guys shouting and jumping and, you know, just being involved on the bench in a long time, let alone in the game. So he brought that to us.
Was that the most energy you've seen out of Jeff, even the most reaction?
Yeah.
It's all
I knew they were going to be best friends, Jeff and that.
How does it feel to have a guy on the floor that doesn't necessarily know the offense, but he's just playing basketball? And it seemed like it didn't matter what the plays were. He was able to play and get into a rhythm. Talk to us about how that.
Yeah, man, Lance is a ball player. You know, he's a ball player. Plays or no plays, he has a great feel, great knack for the game. He's very confident. He knows no one can stay in front of him, and he's confident in what he can do. And, you know, we need that. We need guys confident. We need guys ready, you know, every play, every moment to just rise to what that occasion was. We needed baskets. We needed possessions. We needed great looks. And again, without him knowing what our actual offense was, he stepped right in and delivered.
How much did you guys need this, given the race in the playoffs and the fact that you guys, I think, had lost 6 of 7?
This was a must win. This was a must win. You know, this is a must win. We wouldn't say we could forget about it if we lost this one, but, you know, we would have dug ourselves an even deeper hole, and we would have had to rely on, you know, teams beating Chicago or beating, you know, Miami instead of us controlling how we got to play this thing out. I mean, we still need a little help, but, you know, it's a lot better off winning this one than losing.
What impressed you most once you guys were down 19 that no one really looked to panic or you guys didn't get out of hand emotionally to allow you guys to rally?
Well, we just knew it was still early in the game. There's a lot of ball games left. And it just came down to adjustments. You know, we make the adjustments, we see how that worked, and we go with it. For us, that adjustment worked, and we were able to steamroll.
Lance handled the ball a lot down the stretch. That leaves you and Jeff off the ball as shooters. How has that changed the way you guys attack on offense?
Man, easy. You know, I know when Lance has that ball, he's going to penetrate, he's going to attack, he's going to drive, he's going to cause the defense to collapse. I spread the floor, and, you know, we got chemistry. He knows where I'm at. He's going to kick it out 4-3, or he's going to make the right play on a possession. He was attacking, saw that, dived to the basket, made the right play. So, you know, whoever has the ball, man, we all going to try to make the best play. And that's what it comes down to. At this point, man, we're trying to get that same chemistry.
So that was Paul George after the game in the locker room at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. You can hear the joy and confidence in his voice as the Pacers feel like they're building a little momentum right at the last second of the regular season, right in time to maybe make that push and solidify their playoff positioning. We'll see if they can back it up on Thursday when the Bucks are in town. So thanks for listening. Make sure you check in with any comments or questions, thoughts on the Pacers, Lance, whatever. Hit me up via email at indycornrows@gmail.com or on Twitter at indycornrows. And you can find the podcast on audioboom.com. Also, subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, or Google Play, where all prior episodes are available. And that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You got it.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa auto parts stores while supplies last. Minimum 3 items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.